Regina. People in rural Saskatchewan are looking for federal leadership and support to help build their capacity to adapt to change and take advantage of opportunities. According to a federal election proposal from the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, investment is particularly needed to improve rural connectivity, supply chain resiliency, and the maintenance and expansion of rural infrastructure. Take immediate action to address the digital divide that exists between rural and urban Canada by establishing a timeline for reviewing connectivity targets and reaching service and price parity in rural areas, directing the CRTC to re-establish the high-cost serving area fund to ensure funding for ongoing maintenance of internet infrastructure, making strategic investments in shovel-ready projects to build out the telecommunication system as soon as possible, and help improve the resiliency of agricultural supply chains by supporting investments in on-farm, value-added, and domestic food processing systems, especially for livestock and meat supply chains. It is important to recognize the unique infrastructure needs in rural areas and ensure adequate funding to maintain and expand transportation systems to accommodate the increased volumes of goods moving between provinces and to export destinations. The 2021 election is an important opportunity for federal decision-makers to bolster support for agricultural programs and fiscal policies that will support the next generation of producers and help the agricultural sector lead Canada's economic recovery. Increase funding levels for the 2023-2028 Agricultural Policy Framework Strategic Initiative programs in research, environmental sustainability, and market development. Invest in business risk management program renewal to ensure adequate funds are available to overhaul the Agri-Stability Program and develop more tools to help producers manage increased trade and weather risk, especially related to drought. Closely collaborate with the agricultural sector to better support farm transition to the next generation through additional taxation and program options for young producers, new entrants, and retiring farmers.